How is everybody tonight? Good. I'm glad to hear that. We're going to be in the book of James. Wait a minute. I'm wrong. 1 John chapter 1, verse 1. Yeah. 1:1:1. Yeah. I'm going to read that verse, and then we'll open in prayer, and we'll get started. I'll try to get done before it gets dark. Verse 1, it says in 1 John, "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our own eyes, and which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled concerning the word of life." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for everybody that's in attendance tonight, everybody that came out to hear your word, Lord, to praise you on praise night. And of course, to fill their stomachs afterwards. Be with those who could not be here tonight. There are several that are out sick, Lord. You know who every one of them are, and we're thinking of every one of them as well. Please be with us tonight. Help us to understand the word, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right. So, 1 John, and just a little bit of information. The word love is mentioned in 1 John, approximately 45 times, the word love. I think in the Gospel of John, it's closer to 80 times the word love is mentioned. So we know where John's going when he speaks, when he preaches. So as we all know through Bible studies and sermons, etc., we as God's people and all of God's people need to understand Him. How do we understand Him? By knowing His Word of Truth. By reading the Bible. By studying it. By going to church. Going to Bible studies. And learning. God's people need to allow that Word that they learn, the true Word, to dwell in them completely. Soak that all in. Listen word for word when Dan preaches. Listen word for word in Bible study. And if you have a question in Bible study, you can raise your hand. And Dan's sermons after church, ask him. He'll be glad to answer. In Colossians 3:16-17, it says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through Him." We always have to go through Jesus Christ to get to the Father. So God is light. God is love. And God is life. John here is urging believers to walk in the light. Because by walking in the light, it exposes those that are teaching false doctrine, that are walking in the darkness. Those people do not walk in the light. Remember that the light is truth, and darkness is sin. There were a lot of false teachers in those days, and even today we experience and recognize those who are in the darkness. We know who are in the darkness. How do we know that? Because we're in the light. We can tell. Those who are teaching false doctrine are trying to profit financially by doing so. I'm not going to mention names, but we know by a lot of these mega churches. I mean, you listen to some of that. They really don't get into the gospel. They don't get into much. And what they say is what the people want to hear. So John starts out by saying, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard. So John's going to make four points here, point out four different things to prove the identity of Jesus Christ. John is talking about the message of redemption that was from the beginning. The proclamation of the gospel has been the same from the beginning. What is the beginning? the Word, when was the beginning? When did the Word start? In creation. In creation. The beginning in Scripture goes back to the book of Genesis. The beginning is the inauguration of creation. Time and space by God. Jesus was the beginning of the Word of life. And the Apostle John refers to Jesus quite a bit in that way. He was the Word of life. John is telling us that he and other disciples were witnesses and had heard the Word of life, that is the person of Jesus Christ, as proclaimed in the Gospel. John wrote in John 1:14, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." In John 10:30, short one, it says, "I and my Father are one." John is explaining and trying to show people that Jesus is 100% God and 100% man, fully divine and fully human. So that we know that John and the other disciples had heard the Lord speak. John heard all the parables, all the sermons, all the teachings, and even private words that Jesus spoke to him that may not be published in the Bible. John was present for Jesus' entire earthly ministry. So unlike us, John had also seen the Lord. He had seen is a past tense phrase, saying that he was there. This epistle was wrote approximately 60 years after the death, burial, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus Christ. 60 years afterwards. John even states today he and the disciples saw him with their own eyes. John is basically telling us that he was there when the gospel himself, Jesus Christ, was there. We have now heard two truths based on the first-hand knowledge from the apostle that Jesus loved, the apostle John. The third truth that John speaks about here is that they had looked upon, they looked upon Jesus. This does not mean that they just took a quick glance. That's Jesus. We know that. But it talks about a long searching gaze. A long searching gaze. Besides all the works that Jesus had performed, John and the disciples watched him for several years. Watched what he did. Learned from his actions. He was the example, and they were to learn from that example. Just as we are to learn from that example. They say the unmistakable realities of Jesus, of who Jesus really is the Lord, the God, and the Savior. He had supernatural powers over all things and the authority to forgive sins. Forgiving sins is what got him in trouble. But, thank God for that. John now mentions the fourth truth, that he had touched Jesus, the Word of life, with his own hands. John is asserting his eyewitness authority against early false teachings. John stresses that God truly became human, allowing for real fellowship with him. Real fellowship with God. John emphasizes that Jesus was not a ghost or a phantom, but a physical being who could be seen, heard, and touched. John calls Jesus the Word of life, connecting to his gospel and affirming Jesus as the source of eternal life. John is giving his eyewitness testimony by highlighting his first-hand, long-term, 3 years, long time, be walking the desert, preaching, going from town to town. Doesn't seem like a long time for us. But John is giving his eyewitness testimony by highlighting his firsthand long-term experience with Jesus, countering claims from false teachers. These false teachers do not want to admit at that time that Jesus was who he said he was, or who everybody thought he was. No, there's no profit in that. Well, he's the Savior. He's going to save us. How can they make money if we've already got a Savior? So they tried to talk everybody out of that. So many people say that they do not believe the words written in the Bible. John just gave first-hand testimony of who Jesus is. First-hand, he was there. John makes it hard not to believe what is written in the Bible, especially the Gospel. You listen to what John has to say. How can you not believe? How can you not believe that this word is the truth? We believe the Scriptures are true, and we try our hardest to live our lives by these words. Not easy. Because of our faith in these things, primarily the Gospel, the Word of Life, we have hope. And because of faith and hope, we will undoubtedly have the victory in Jesus Christ and spend eternity in glory with Him and the Father.
Amen.
Any questions or comments? Oh, shoot, it got dark. Go ahead, Frank.
Jesus was there. I mean, John was there, and Peter and James with the transfiguration. He saw Jesus before.
Oh, sure. They seen the best of times with Jesus, and they seen the worst of times. I mean, everything that Jesus done was His Father's will. So, Curtis?
Yeah, I see the Godhead in that verse.
Yes.
That which was from the beginning, which we have heard. He's talking about what he heard from Jesus. Jesus had the Holy Spirit in him. You've got the Holy Spirit there. You got Jesus. And then the Word of Life, that which was from the beginning. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. I got a footnote taking me to John 1:1.
Yeah.
You got the Godhead in that verse.
Yes. Anybody else got a comment? All right. Well, we come close. 7:02. We don't want the food to dry out, so I guess we better end it now. And I'll close in prayer, and I'll ask the Lord to bless that food for us. Heavenly Father, we thank You so much for this written Word, the Word of Life that we have in front of us, Lord, the Word that we can use to guide our life. Every step we take can be guided by Your true words, Lord. We thank You for everybody that came tonight. We know it's dark out, so when it comes time to leave, please be with those that are leaving in the dark and have a difficult time. Protect them, Lord. Give them some travel mercy. We pray for those that didn't make it tonight, Lord. There are several people that are out sick, some that are injured, recovering, doing physical therapy. Please be with them, Lord, and lift them up. We're thinking of them, and we know who we're talking about. Lord, please bless the food that we're about to go consume, that it may nourish our bodies and make us strong, help keep us healthy, and we thank You so much for Your Son, Jesus Christ, and everything that He has done for us as well. Lord, we pray all these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.